Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a new story we just picked up. I don't know how we missed this one, because I think it's part of a set. And we read all the other ones in the set, but this one we missed. And so when we saw it, we said, oh, we should get that.
The other ones in the set are Beware of the Creeper.
Yep.
Buzzing Beehive. Mm-hmm. Mysterious Woo. And I Have Survived the Skeleton.
That's right. These are mobs of Minecraft stories. And this one is called
Journey of the Snow Golem.
That's right. Journey of the Snow Golem. Another one to add to the collection. So, today's story was written by Christy Webster. It's illustrated by Alan Batson and read today by Mommy and
I.
Mm-hmm.
Steve
by the chicken. Yeah, you know what, friends? We are excited to be here, and we're excited to share this story with you from one Minecraft fan to another. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, here's a fun fact about snow golems. Mm-hmm. If you shear their head, it actually, under it, there's actually just a block of snow with two cool eyes and a big, weird, cool smile.
Fascinating. Cool stuff. Didn't know it. Are you ready to read this story?
Yep.
Here we go. One day, I decided to climb and climb from up high in the windswept hills. I could see far across the overworld. In the picture, we can see who's talking.
It's Sam.
And he says, when I was almost at the peak, it started snowing. The freshly fallen snow looked pretty on the hill. I took out my shovel and started gathering snowballs. I wasn't sure yet what I would do with them, but I decided to craft the snowballs into snow blocks.
There's another fun fact about Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn snow into snow blocks.
It's even cooler.
And you can use shovels to collect snow.
Love it. Suddenly, I had an idea for what I could do with that snow. I would build a snowman. I placed one snow block on top of another. My snow creation was going to need a head. It'd be nice if it had a face, too. I looked around and spotted a cute little pumpkin patch on the hillside. With a quick snip of my shears, I carved a face in the pumpkin.
You made a carved pumpkin. Here's another fun fact. If you get a lantern, specifically a normal lantern, or maybe a copper lantern, I don't remember. So you get a lantern, and you go to your crafting table, and you put a carved pumpkin next to the lantern in the carving table. Ta-da! You've got a jack-o'-lantern! And that's how you celebrate Halloween.
Amazing. Jack-o'-lanterns are so cool. So he says, with a quick snip of my shears, I carved a face in the pumpkin. And then I carefully placed the carved pumpkin on top of my snow blocks. To my surprise, my snow sculpture came to life. It wasn't a snowman. It was a snow golem. Whoa.
Fun fact, you can actually do that in Minecraft.
You can?
Yeah.
Get out of town. I wanted to take the snow golem home. I tried to get it to follow me, but it kept wandering here and there.
Warning, you need a lead to make it follow you.
Oh. Luckily, I had a lead in my inventory.
Sweet.
I attached one end to my new golem friend, and yes, it followed me down the hill.
Oh, and one other thing you should know.
Mm-hmm.
Snow golems, mm-hmm, actually, snow golems are basically iron golems, but here's the sad thing.
They melt?
Here's the sad thing.
Okay.
They don't attack creepers. Yes, those everyday mobs, wolves, iron golems, and snow golems do not attack them.
Ah, okay. Well, let's see. We started our long walk home. And when we got down from the peaks, I noticed that there was still snow on the ground. The snow golem was leaving a trail of snow as we traveled. How is that possible?
I don't know, but for some reason, snow golems do that in life.
If I could get my new friend all the way home, I would have an unlimited supply of snow. Getting the snow golem home safely was harder than I thought.
Yeah.
I never realized how many things could hurt snow golems. First, we had to find shelter during a rainstorm.
Yeah, rain hurts snow golems for sure.
And then we almost stumbled into a burning hot lava pool.
Yeah. Don't put a snow golem in lava. There's one other thing. If you put a snow golem in lava, it'll instantly kind of explode.
Oh boy.
It's really weird.
Why was it right in the middle of a grassy field?
I have no idea.
That's what he says. Interesting.
Why are you in the middle of a grassy field?
Some biomes would be too hot for a snow golem. I had to make sure we stuck to the cool safety of the forest. The walk took so long, the sun went down before we got home. In the darkness, I felt something fly by my head. I looked at my snow golem friend, and to my surprise, it threw a snowball in my direction. Why? Maybe it wants to play. Right? Oh, nope. Friends, the book tells us. I turned around just in time to see a creeper get a snowball right in the face.
Facepalm.
The snowball knocked the creeper back. Splat.
I don't think snow golems will attack creepers. I don't know. Maybe not. I still have no idea because,
maybe they do. While the snow golem kept throwing snowballs, I hurried to defeat the creeper with my sword. Wow, this snow golem was brave. Not only did I have a new friend and as much snow as I needed, I also had a bodyguard as long as I kept it out of trouble. And that is a very cool ending to this story. Man, it's nice to meet a friend who can also save you if you ever get into trouble. I guess that's a really good friend, huh?
Yeah. Oh, and one other thing. Fun fact. In a snowy village, you would think snow golems would be their golems. But instead, for some reason, in the snowy village, it's just still iron golems. I think that's so weird.
That is definitely weird.
It's just what?
Yeah. And it is also... Yeah, Steve, you are full of information that's super helpful.
The end!
The end!
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Yay!
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.